technology. Nothing works around me, literally nothing.
No, that's cool, man. Yeah. We'll see. So you were saying about your new sound. Obviously, you've just got your new album coming out. It's your second album, is it?
It is the second full-length album. Yeah, we've had a couple of EPs before and singles and stuff. But yeah, it's just the second full-length album.
Oh, cool. And you've actually recorded it in the States, didn't you?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
How was that? And obviously, you were working with the guy who did Brothers.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, Mark Neal. Yeah, well, we love the sound of that record. We love that band, Black Keys. And it just seemed to be, like, you know, the right move to make, really. The label also were really keen on it. So, the opportunity came up and we took it. Georgia, we went over to a small town called Valdosta, Georgia. And, yeah, it was southern. It was really southern. Like, you really feel like you're in... you know, America, there's no getting away from that. We recorded our first one in San Diego. So different, you know, to Southern California, to Southern Georgia is really, really different. But yeah, we wanted to create a certain sounding record, and that sound would be, I guess, soul and early R&B, sort of our take on Motown, really. And that's the place to do it, you know, that's where a lot of it originated. Obviously, the Detroit scene as well, where a lot of the players were from that area. So, that was the place to do it, and I think you can hear it, I hope. You know, you can hear the density of the air there and the thickness, you know, every breath is hot. And it sounds like a hot record, but it sounds damp and deep and, you know, it's got substance to it. And I think, you know, it's important where you record, and, yeah, it was amazing. It was a really cool place.
That's cool. I mean, you were saying about, like, your new look and that, and obviously you're very influenced by other bands, I assume. Yeah. Who were some of your influences?
As a band, collectively, we have always loved Rocket from the Crypt, The Clash. We're punk rock kids, really, at heart. But also very, very heavily influenced by things like Little Richard, All the Soul, all the Motown acts, Elvis Costello particularly, and The Attractions. That whole scene, and then also just anything sort of real good British bands, The Smiths, a big influence on you know, certain members of us. And all the good 60s garage bands, you know, like so many to name. And then the sort of the newer wave of garage, The Hives, things like that. But we're very much going down the route now. We're sort of like exploring the elements of our band that we always wanted to. We just sort of got diverted down the you know, the easy road of punk, I guess. And we're just trying to form, you know, the sound that we always wanted to, further down the sort of Elvis Costello road. Yeah, he's obviously a very big influence. Oh, another band, Squeeze, you know, we've always... Bands that we grew up listening to, just as we've got older, we've become, I guess, more able to sort of express those musical sort of influences as time has sort of gone on, you know, so...